Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. And in this program, we try to answer your questions, queries, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqavi, who is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University, Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
Well, Professor, since you have been helping us with so many audience questions about adolescence, we have a question about a child. The age is not mentioned, but the mother says that my child, whatever he wants, he is very pressurizing us so that he reaches his goal, whatever he wants. How do I deal with this child? The mother has not mentioned the age of a child, but she's concerned about the fact that a child is putting pressure to get whatever he wants. So how does a mother deal with this child?
I think that one thing which we all need to learn and make our children learn is to say no in a proper way. Many of us feel that we can't say no to anyone.
Okay.
Sometimes there are things which are more important, sometimes things are less, not that important. We cannot sacrifice important things for unimportant things. But unfortunately, we are prone to do such things. We, for example, if someone asks us for a favor, though taking care of others' needs is a very important thing in Islam. There's no doubt about it. But unfortunately, generally speaking, maybe you can deflect that thing which is being asked of you in such a way that the other person does not feel bad about it. Or saying no becomes easier than saying yes when you're not able to deliver. If you say no in the beginning and you can't, if you say no, it's much better than saying yes and not being able to
carry out that.
So we, unfortunately, most of us, are not good at saying no. And that happens especially to our with respect to our children, the parents who are dealing with their children. Now the children, they see they want something, they start crying. If you don't give them something which they want, they start crying at the tender age.
At a very early age.
They start becoming irritated, screaming, whatever. Now, that's the pressure being applied by the child. If you are able to control that situation and you're able to fight off that and you are able to deflect the urgency of that matter is, you know, changed. And the child is made to realize that, yes, he will get what he wants.
But not on crying.
Not by crying, not by making us irritated. It should not become a behavior.
One thing that you're trying to say over here is that if a child starts crying and we abruptly carry out the things that he wants, is a wrong thing that we
exactly.
are doing.
Number one, if he, for example, the parents, before he wants something, give things to him or her in a way that he finds out that if I want to gain something, it has to be as a result of something which I must be doing.
Okay.
If there's a certain understanding which is developed, and everyone knows in the family that, look, if we want to go out and watch TV, or we want to go for a picnic, then we must do take care of certain things. We may take care of, we should be putting our clothes in the proper place. For example, children, when they're elder and old enough to be taking care of their own stuff.
Yeah.
So everyone knows there are certain rules. If we follow these rules, some reward will follow automatically. So in the form of good food, in the form of an outing, in the form of a film watching. We're going to watch a film together. The family together is going to watch a film. That's something as a reward, a good film maybe.
Yeah.
So everyone knows that if everyone is taking care of the chores that are there, studies, whatever, then everything will fall in place. So there's a set of rule which applies to everyone.
Yeah, Professor, so we'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab with Professor Nakawi, and you're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. We're discussing about a child who either cries or does many other things just to reach his goal. The first thing, Professor, you made clear over here is that if a child starts crying just to reach something, we definitely do not have to give him the particular thing on his crying, because that way a child feels that whenever I want to get something, I just have to cry and the things will be at my excess. Number two, you said that parents have to learn speaking no. And speaking no is sometimes better rather than saying yes and when you are unable to deliver. And you also said, we got to increase the leisure time.
We need to, not just the leisure time. I mean, for example, a child wants something in the form of maybe he or she says, I want to eat something. I want to eat a toffee, a chocolate. I want a chocolate. So he or she knows that if I want to get this favor, I need to do something. Then he or...
So there should be some rules.
Rules. And secondly, the important thing is when I accept upon his crying or screaming or whatever, he or she understands...
I'm actually giving a weak nerve in his hands.
Exactly. It's either because I don't want to get annoyed and irritated by the screaming, so I want to give the things immediately.
But sometimes mothers especially are emotional. So
there are two reasons. Basically, they can't bear their child crying. They are so soft-hearted. They're so in such a way that they can't bear the child
to be crying
and screaming, or they can't bear him. They get annoyed, so they want to give the thing out quickly so he stops crying. So in both cases, we need to be strong, we need to be firm, and we need to make a decision, make the child realize that this will be, I will give it to you, but please sit down, stop crying, you will get it.
Yeah.
So we need to be firm. We need to be loving.
We have to rather make him understand the rules. So rule to get this thing is this thing.
Sit down, stop crying, maybe behave yourself properly, and then I will give it to you. But not, as you said, spontaneously. The moment he starts yelling and you give the thing out to him, that's not
the wrong thing. All right. So the thing that we get over here is that giving things on just crying or on just any other behavior of a child is a wrong thing. What is important is that you have to just give him the thing, but after the following the rules. Tell him, all right, if you want to reach this particular goal or if you need this particular thing, you got to follow this guideline so that you get your reward.
And if you don't do that, today he's screaming or she's screaming,
tomorrow he will bang his head.
He will bang his head or he will start breaking things, then there's no end to it, you know.
Okay, those things will start getting worse if you do that. So stop being emotional fools, mothers. Yes, women are soft-hearted, but they need to control. We'll discuss more on the topic after a short break. Stay tuned with us.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, be inviters to people by means other than your tongue.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi helped us with so many questions over here. The thing that we have been talking about is that if a child pressurizes a mother or a father for a particular thing, you don't have to give him things on that pressure. You have to start learning speaking no to the child, and you have to have some certain kind of rules. If you want a particular thing, you got to follow a particular path. Well, Professor,
I must add, you should stop pampering your children. Sometimes they don't want things themselves. You start giving them things too much without any rules, without any specific understanding or a specific procedure or behavior which has to be done. You just pamper them. You just want to give them so many things. You feel that you can...
Just giving is parenting.
Is parenting. Giving whatever they want and whatever they like and make them...
Whatever they even don't want.
So that's worse than that.
Okay. So here the things go wrong. When we are giving, we are pampering things they want and things they do not want, just thinking that this is parenting, while you say this is not parenting, we gotta educate ourselves, because parenting is really a difficult job. Well, there's one more question, which says that, how do I teach my child to accept failure in his life? It's a parent question, and how does a mother or a father help his child accept failures?
We need to understand, we need to make ourselves and our children realize that every failure can lead to success. A failure is not something one is
doomed. End of life.
It's not the end of the day. It's not the end of life. A failure, if one does not fail, one does not succeed. Success comes from failure. One is able to struggle. Failure after failure, even then, even if he continues to struggle properly, he will achieve success eventually. So this is important. Failures are for the sake of learning. And what is failure? What does failure mean, actually? Does it mean that what we went out to find, we did not get it? We may have found something better. The Holy Quran says, there are many things that you like, but they may be bad for you.
Harmful
for you. Sharful lakum. They may be evil for you. And there are many things which you feel they're not. You don't like them. But maybe there's a lot of benefits.
Goodness in it.
So basically, we need to understand that we need to be content with life. We need to be content with our failures. We need to be content with our successes. Number one, we should understand what is failure.
We have to change the definition of failure in our home.
Exactly. Our attitude towards failure, towards events of life have to change. Failure is not necessarily losing something. Failure should, even losing something, maybe God promises in the Holy Quran that if I take away one ni'mah, I give you 10
others, alternatives.
So what is the definition of failure and success has to be understood. And even if it is true failure, even then we need to be able to bear that. We need to be able to analyze that, and we need to be able to come up with alternative paths to success. We must learn from our failures, and we must realize that this world is a continuous struggle, and the true success is happiness with Allah Almighty and His happiness with us. We need to be pleased and content, and we need to thank Him for what we have. We should be content, and we should be thankful and praiseworthy. We should praise Him because of what we have. And if we lose something, we also should be patient and should be thankful for Him in all cases. So we need to be to develop that feeling of satisfaction, this contention with Allah's will, what He wills for us. And if we have made a mistake, then it should be because we should realize that we have reached this failure because of our mistakes.
All right. So the definition of failure has to be changed in the home. The environment has to be changed. And you got to teach your child that failures are pillars to success. Thank you so much, Professor Naqavi, for being with us. Thank you so much to your listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, any feedback, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also search us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. We'll be there. And in case you want to listen to our program or our previous sessions as well, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/encoicallofislamtab. Thank you so much for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.